Welcome to Straight From the Horse's Mouth Radio Show. I'm your host, Paula Slater. This is episode one. In Straight From the Horse's Mouth, I interview interesting and very unique people in the horse world, entrepreneurs, artists, authors, people who approach horses from a different perspective, who invite horses to help with their therapy in the healing of humans, and humans who help heal horses. Also interview entrepreneurs who are developing and creating products that make interactions with horses more comfortable and safe. And today I have a special guest, Renee McBride from Arizona, and her company is Colorful Equine. Welcome, Renee. Can you tell us a little bit about your company?
Okay, well, I started off making just general fly masks, the typical, nothing fancy, and then decided that I would try a bunch of different colors and a bunch of different fleece colors, and then went to the Dazzle Me line and then made the fly leg wraps.
When did you decide that color was really important to horse people?
Well, actually, it was kind of a fluke. I got laid off from work after working in a law office for 13 years when the economy tanked. And while I was laid off, I thought, well, why can't I make some fly masks for my horse? So I ordered a pattern and kind of changed it, and then looked for materials, and then I saw the different colors that I could pick, and I thought, oh, this is fun. So I started making some masks, and of course I had to change it, and I joked because every time I try something new, I'd go out and dress up the horses, and I tell people it's a wonder they didn't start running away from me because, some of the stuff didn't turn out so well at first. But then I started making the different masks for the different colors for my friends, and then they started requesting different colors, and so I decided it would be Colorful Equine.
Yeah, well, it's really interesting to see some of your masks. And now, the designs are, how did you get into some of the different designs?
Well, I first kind of went by people's request, certain things that they were looking for, and kind of put it out there like that. And then I started realizing that most people, at least here in Arizona, they were attracted to the Aztec. Mm. And, of course, you always have some that have the solid colors. But then I just went on to more colorful things, traditional. Aztec, and of course the animal skin, that's a big one for most women. The leopard and cheetah and zebra, and most men don't order that, but they do like the Aztec. So that's kind of what how it all got started. It was just for fun.
Well, and then how did you pick your materials? How did you know which ones would be safe? Or
well, I had to do a lot of research online and trying to see what the distributors use to make their mm-hmm. mask with. What kind of mesh and what they looked for, and it was a textiline, a synthetic, a PVC, and are you still there? Oh, okay, I lost you. I can't see
you. No, you can't see me, no.
There we go. I'm sorry. My cat was in the way, I guess. So I started researching that way, and then seeing what was available and doing more research, and found a company that sells the mesh that's comparable to what the other companies do use. So mine is a textiline synthetic. It's a woven PVC that's 70% UV. And I offer 10 different mesh colors. So it's they have a lot of visibility, but then they have a lot of protection.
And I noticed on your website that you have fly masks with an extension that covers the nose.
Yes, especially if you're here in Arizona, you know, horses with white noses, they can blister because we are a dry heat and it feels like fire. So you get a lot of pink noses or blistered noses or crusty noses. And that's what I started that one with, because my horse that I ride is a Dapple Palomino with a white stripe. And then the other one I have is not a white nose, but for some reason he attracts flies and he just gets covered. So they both got nose pieces, but mostly it's for the protection. You know, I say it's for the protection not only for the flies, but for the sun.
Big line that I noticed, beautiful stars and stripes.
Oh, yes, the the Patriot style. You know, a lot of people like the stars, a lot of people like the flags, and you know, the all American. You know, that's what we are in the West. We're all American, they say. Yeah, so it's just about really what, you know, people like and what they've kind of, you know, I just take a note of what people have asked, what the majority of those are. So I try to take care of those desires. Yeah, I only sell them online because it's not a high dollar priced item, so for me to sell it wholesale would, you know, I wouldn't make anything at all. So I try to keep it online orders, and then that way it's more personal. You know, I try to cater to people that, you know, the next time they may order, they may say, can you shorten the nose piece up by an inch, and I'll shorten the nose piece up by an inch, or can you shorten it up in the pull or make it longer, or let's just make the latch longer. So I have got some, you know, custom orders as far as that. I'm willing to make some adjustments, and that, you know, not all the horses are the same, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. And so when someone does order, they send the measurements?
Well, what they'll do is they'll kind of order from me, you know, the standard size Arabian, you know, large, you know, Puro or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And then the next time that they order, if they need an adjustment, they'll usually say, can you do this? Can you do that? Can you shorten it here? Can we get the Velcro longer? And that's something that the tactics can't offer.
Yes, that's true. That's true. Now, can you talk about your leg wraps?
Well, my leg wraps, I have a horse. Everything I did was by Fluke. I have a horse who stomps with the flies, the one that gets covered. For some reason, his body odor mm-hmm. has just attract them. So my neighbor had some, but they were real bulky and just, I don't know, I didn't like them. They kind of fell down, so it's taken me 2 or 3 years to kind of change it each year, but I've kind of got it perfected where it actually stays up. It's streamlined. It's not just this big bulk of material. And then, of course, it's the same colors, you know. So I have some people that whatever they order in their fly mask, they pick the same fleece and mesh collar for the fly wraps. Yeah.
Oh, that's great. And also, I noticed that you make tail wraps too.
I do, and it's out of the fleece, so you know it can be a matching set, whatever. A lot of people, a lot of people here trail ride. They don't really do a lot of the tail wraps, mm-hmm. but I do offer
mm-hmm.
it.
And is there anything else in the works that you're working on?
Well, not right now. You know, I stay pretty busy because it's just me and I work full time. And sometimes I feel like, oh my goodness. But I'm always grateful for more mm-hmm. orders. You know how that is. And it's not really making anything, but I got into the dynamite equine products, you know, the nutritional stuff for dogs, cats, and that kind of stuff. So I'm kind of trying to branch out a little bit.
Your fly masks are really dynamic and beautiful, and the colors are definitely colorful equine, and they're just great. Now, have you gotten any other orders out of the country?
No, I haven't. I really haven't advertised, you know, other than in the States. You know, I guess I wasn't sure if people, you know, I'm not sure how much the shipping would be out of the country and if it would be worth it to somebody to pay that. I just don't know. I've thought of that, you know, if you've got a $20 item, how much does somebody might want to pay for?
Well, that's what I was just going to ask you, how much your masks sell for.
Well, the typical ones, you know, the general ones start at $19.99, and then the Dazzle Me starts at $24.99. And that's just for your regular, and then it goes if you want ears or if you just want nose. Or if you want your full mask, if you had ears and nose, would be about $27.99 in that price range, depending on what you'd pick. And, of course, the Dazzle Me is more expensive. Dazzle Me is, you know, it has the stars, it has the side stars, it has stripes, it has... I've had some special orders, like a lady, it was a daughter. Her mother liked peace signs. So I made a big peace sign in the center of the mask, and that turned out really well. So some of them have had some specialty orders that
have
are
you
fun.
Had any requests for high visibility masks at all? Fly masks?
No, I
anything
haven't.
Anything like, you know, that's that shows up at night? No?
No.
Okay.
No, I've not had any requests for that
at
all.
No, I just wondered if you had hunting or whatever there. No.
No. Well, we do, but it's generally up in the mountains like Flagstaff or Sedona or, you know, over in Superior Globe, not really where I'm located.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And nothing, I was just going to say about out of the country, nothing out of the country. I was thinking again back to that, I think it's an Aztec mask that you've got, the one with the blue and so on. Because again, they of the Austrian influence that I noticed.
Yeah, that's a very popular color.
Oh yes, yes, it's really nice.
Especially with women. Men tend to pick the typical, maybe black or wheat or off-white. And women like the red and the blue and the kind of the turquoise.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of have fun with the women. They're more adventurous.
Yes, I think so.
Like to dress their animals up, I guess.
And what about the younger crowd? The
younger crowd, the moms will order like pink, black and bright pink zebra and stuff like that. So, you know, you get like mothers that order for their 11-year-old, 12-year-old. I donated to a Make-A-Wish Foundation, and she had brain cancer. So they got her a horse for the year for free. And I got her like a bright pink tack box and brushes and made her a mask with bright pink, black zebra, all kinds of stuff. So I have fun with the little girls, but you know, they're picky about their
colors.
Yes,
well, what's the most popular?
Yeah, they are picky about the colors more than the grown women are.
What?
So, but they're fun.
What are the popular colors with the girls? Pink?
Yeah. Hot pink, and red. They like red. They like the zebra stuff. So they like... A lot of the little girls like bright colors.
Yeah. Bright. Oh, I can see that. Yes.
And that's fun because that's colorful.
And that's...
I don't know. You know, I was... That name just came to me as I was playing with my horses, going back and forth, trying different stuff on. And I started joking. I'm like, well, you guys are a bunch of colorful equine. And I was like, oh, that's the perfect name. colorful.
Absolutely. Well, good for you.
Yeah. So I have big magnets on my horse trailer, and it's kind of nice, you know, because then I'll put on my fancy mask when I put my horse in the trailer and let people see.
So do you go to shows or?
You know, I don't go to shows, but what I do is I do a lot of trail riding and a lot of horse camping. So there's always a lot of people there, and I do once a year. There is it's called the RVR, and it's the Rio Verde Roverettes. They do it for a fundraiser, mm-hmm. and it's all women. There are 130 women with wow. their rigs, and it's a 3-day camp out, and they provide food and trail guides, and they know the trails, and we just go and have a bunch of
fun. Oh, it sounds great.
It is. It's, yeah, it's amazing to see that many women, and we all can handle our mm-hmm. horses. You know what that's like on the first day?
No, tell me.
All the horses, they have all these, you know, new horses, and they're all excited, and they're all
bucking. Oh, dear.
They're like, oh, Lord, I hope we make it through that. No, but it's
yeah,
a lot of fun.
Sounds great. So, yeah. so, Now, are you thinking, like, you're not thinking, do you go to sort of, do you have down there horse conventions, you know, where they have horse products and so on? Have you done that?
You know, not so much in this area because it's a small area. Now, they do, you know, up in more in the Flag and Sedona and more where the show play. Scottsdale, they have had some. But it's not that mm-hmm. often. And since I work Monday through Friday, it would be hard for me to, you know, drive to the shows
yes.
and set up a booth, and work gets in my way,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
So the other work. The Monday through
yes.
Friday, 9-to-5 work.
Is this your first business or have you tried something else before this?
No, this is the first business. And like I said, I had no idea where I was going with it. I just thought I was going to start making masks mm-hmm. for my own horse. And it just, it's kind of taken off from there. It's been a lot of
yeah.
fun. And, you know, sometimes I'll go and I will actually do a fitting for someone at their house. And so I get to meet a lot of different mm-hmm. people. It's quite interesting, their mm-hmm. stories.
And so. You also make masks for the mini horses.
I do. I have make them for the mini horses, and then I make them for the mini mm-hmm. donkeys and the burros, because mm-hmm. the burros, they don't have the neck and jaw line like the regular equine horse. So I've made teeny weeny masks for, well, it was a mini horse, but it was the smallest mini horse I've ever seen. So I had to cut down my mask and make it for that little thing. So yeah, so I offered a variety of different mm-hmm. sizes.
And what about the extremely yeah. large horse? Do you have large?
I have yep. a draft size to the extra large size. So you know, it varies. You know, you have all obviously longer darts and bigger mm-hmm. heads, but I do mm-hmm. offer that.
Have you ever thought of branching out into quarter sheets or anything like that?
You know, I haven't, because I feel like I wouldn't be able to probably meet mm-hmm. the orders, because it's just mm-hmm. me. So, you know, I mean, that's a possibility at one point. But, you know, I feel like I need to keep it that I can get all my orders mm-hmm. done. That's important to me. And, you know, I don't like to keep people waiting for 2 weeks. You know, I want to get my orders, you know, because it's online, you pay for it. I've already received the money. So I like to get my
right,
product done.
Right.
So I think that's fair. So I don't, you know, I think if I branched out too mm-hmm. wide while I'm working full time, that might
mm-hmm.
be a problem.
Mm-hmm. And you want to focus on what's best.
Well, I want to keep it professional, and I want people to be happy.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think sometimes you can you know, just run yourself too thin, and then you get in trouble. So during the fly business, I mean, fly season, I'm really busy working the two jobs. And then, of course, then I get a break when there's when fly season is over. So that's why I'm trying to branch out into other things that, like the Dynamite products and that kind of stuff that, you know, will continue on throughout the year.
Now, can you tell me when your fly season is? How long is it?
It usually starts, people start ordering for the fly season about February, and then about the beginning of October, somewhere in there, stops. So then I get a break from that. So, and sometimes people will order a like Christmas presents for people, stuff like that, or they'll start ordering in January for their, they'll go ahead and order. So for the most part, it's, you know, just February to October.
That's quite a long season. Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
Well, in other states and provinces and so on, it's a lot shorter as you go north.
Right. Yeah. Now with my, my fleece borders, I try to change them. I usually keep the animal skins because people like the animals, but the Aztec and the colorful stuff, I try to switch out. I try not to carry the same thing all the time. So when people come back, they can have, you know, something else to pick from. So
do you have
it's usually always different.
Do you have a catalog or anything like that, or just everything is online?
No, it's just all online, because, you know, if I order one thing and I run out and order, I'll order something else that looks totally different, because I want people to, you know, not go, oh, that's what she had last year. Oh, I did that. I've already had that one, that one, that one. They like to have variety.
Oh, boy. Yeah. So,
and then that makes, you know, that way I'm not bored. I'm like, oh, this is pretty. Oh, I like that. Oh, I like this. Oh, yeah. Okay, I think they would like that. So it kind of makes it exciting for me.
Yeah, no, it sounds interesting. And I love the idea that you coordinate the leg wraps and the masks together. I think that's really neat. You know, now do people use their when you're on your trail rides, do you put the fly mask on over the bridle, and do they wear do the horses wear their leg wraps during the ride?
No, not here. People take everything off and just, you know, they don't have any fly anything when they go out to ride. Now, in the summer here, you know, it's, you just can't go out and ride all day. You have to either go north if you want to ride for 3 or 4 or 5 hours. You know, here in the summer, you pretty much have to ride for about an hour and a half very early in the morning, because at 8 a.m. it's already three digits.
Oh, my.
Yes.
And
it's
how
brutal.
Many months do you have to go through that? Or what are the months that you have your extreme?
It will start at, you'll start noticing a difference about the end of September, like in the morning and at night. And then you'll, October, you'll start seeing a change come on. But yes, it's brutal. We just die here.
And are the flies mostly horse flies, or do you have, what type of things, pests?
They're horse flies here. Now, if you go a little bit north, you'll find that you'll have those big black flies that bite. But here it's just the horse flies.
Right.
And the nice thing about the leg wraps and the fly mask is, you know, I mean, if you use fly spray, it only lasts so long during the day. So it's funny, when I put my mask on my horses, they lower their heads.
Yay.
They're like, yay. I tell people that, and they're like, what? I said, oh, no, they lower their head. They learn quickly that it's a wonderful thing, relief for them.
Now, up here in Canada, people use the sort of, it's like a stretchy material that the horses that are really sensitive to flies, they it's almost like a workout suit.
they put on. Some people do that. And or they use fly sheets. And again, I'm sort of asking, you know, if you had any sort of, you know, idea about expanding or whatever, would you get into something like that?
Yeah, the fly sheets would work here. I've seen a lot of people, because, you know, you have horses, they're like people, they have sensitive skin, they're allergic to bites, you know, you will see horses here wear fly sheets quite often.
And I was thinking that, you know, people might be interested in, you know, getting a whole coordinated outfit, you know, and especially with your really neat designs, like, I can imagine that'd be really great. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Something to think about.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, just maybe give listeners an idea of where they can find you on the internet. Your address?
It's www.colorfulequine.com. Mm-hmm. And that's all they have to put in, and they'll pull me up.
Super. And about how long does it take for your mask to be made if somebody orders and gives you a drawing, or what do they do when they order? They just tell you about the colors?
Well, if they give me a drawing, I kind of do a mock and take a picture and say, is this what you're interested in? If they order, you know, on my mask online, you know, I usually have it shipped out by the third
day. Oh, awesome. That's amazing, Renee. That's super.
Yeah. I mean, if I have to sit down and draw, and, you know, that it takes me a good week to really try to, and then I just kind of piece it together and say, is this what you have in mind?
Oh, that's super. That's super. And, I was going to ask you before about sewing. Have you been a seamstress before, or is this something you really enjoyed?
Back in the day, because since I'm as old as I am, you know, mothers always made you learn to sew back then. I don't know about my mother did. And it's funny, being of my age, growing up in the hippie days, I was in a leather shop and made leather purses and stuff like that. So that's kind of where I started. And then just picked this up and thought, well, I can do this. It's not that hard. So I'm not really a seamstress, but I have I know
how to
sew.
You have a lot of experience in your background. Yeah, that's super. Okay, well, thank you for this interview. And
thank
I'm hoping that, you know, people will check you out at thecolorfulequine.com. And look at all your great designs online and suit their horse up.
Well, that would be wonderful. And I appreciate this time that you've given me. It's most gracious of you.
Well, no worries. All right. Well, thank you so much, Renee.
All right. Well, you have a good evening.
Join us next week for Straight from the Horse's Mouth radio show, when we interview another interesting and unique person in the horse world. For show notes and additional information on Colorful Equine and Renee McBride, please go to straightfromthehorsesmouthradioshow.com. We'll see you next week. It's Paula Slater signing off for Straight from the Horse's Mouth radio show.